gone so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, packing about 19 years, living in Morgan's Point and Austin, Texas. Thanks for listening. So I tend to buy and collect old technology, that old technology, the CDs, for two reasons. They, first of all, provide a greater return for the artists, and secondly, they have liner notes, and I'm an inveterate reader of liner notes, say that twice. One thing I tend to notice is who's playing alongside the lead musician, these side men and women, and producers. Obviously, it can make a huge difference in the sound of the song, as well as its success, and as regular listeners to Boogie Back know, I've had dedicated shows to some of these folks. Glenn Fukunaga, outstanding bass player. Gerf Morlix, great guitar player and producer. Will Sexton, another outstanding guitar player and producer, all out of Austin. And tonight we salute another, Charlie Sexton, Will's younger brother, who has played guitar and other instruments with a lot of folks. Toured with Dylan for about 6-7 years, maybe. And he's produced a lot of records as well. This is the first of maybe many such shows, as there's a lot of songs to choose from. We're going to start off near the beginning of Charlie's career. Charlie and his older brother, Will, had learned guitar from Austin legend W.C. Clark, and they got good, real good, real fast. I remember an article in the Austin American Spaceman about them as teen phenom guitar players when we were down there. Charlie recorded his first record, Pictures for Pleasure, when he was 16. We lead off with a cut from that album called Hold Me. Charlie Sexton.
When you knew me, I feel romantic. When you're gone, you'll fall away. If you want me to remain romantic, here's all the things you've got to say.
Never to the same.
Charlie Sexton with the Charlie Sexton Sextet with Sunday Clothes from Under the Wishing Tree album. I think that was their only album. Joining Charlie on that record were Michael Ramos on keys, George Reef on bass, Rafael Gale on drums, and I know that isn't six, but that's okay. James McMurtry wrote that song, and it sounds like a James McMurtry song. The lyrics do, anyway. More from James in a bit. The Sexton Sextets album came out in 1995 after the breakup of the Archangels, whom we're going to hear a little bit later. And it was his typical guitar leads and loud rock and roll in that album, but it also has a bit of acoustic, a little bit of New Orleans jazz, and even some Celtic influences. I like it a lot. And by the way, I picked this song to play early in the show because it sounds a little bit autobiographical about Charlie's early childhood, even though James McMurtry wrote it. We let off this set with Hold Me from Charlie's first album, Pictures for Pleasure, released in 1985. And in that album, he included a little bit of new wave stuff on a few songs, at least his producers did, including some drum machines and synthesizers and kind of widening his range beyond the blues and rock and roll he was known for in his early teen years in Austin and around Texas. His vocals seemed to blend a little bit of Elvis and Roy Orbison, especially at the beginning of that song. AllMusic described his look in a video for his hit single, Beat So Lonely, on that record. It called him James Dean in Duran Duran's clothing, crooning with Brian Ferry's voice. Quite a combo. Listen to songs from Charlie Sexton, or folks he's played with, or he produced. Right here on Boogie Back to Texas, I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, rocking it out over here in the storefront studio. Thanks for listening. Next up, we're going to change the mood and tempo just a little bit and go to a really, really fine album that came out in 2006 called Southside Sessions. Charlie made with an amazing singer, at least to my ear, Shannon McNally. Here they are with When We Were Younger.
Nothing the same as when we were younger.
Charlie with Shannon McNally and When We Were Younger. It came from their joint album Southside Sessions, released in 2006, and this was a 7-cut EP with 4 of the songs written by Charlie, 1 by Shannon, 2 covers. 5 of the songs had no drums at all, creating for me just kind of a casual feel, sitting around with friends while they're playing and singing. Charlie produced this one as well, and I'm really glad I discovered it. We're going to hear some more from this album in future shows. You are listening to songs performed by or produced by Charlie Sexton on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
This portion of VOV programming brought to you by Vashon Island Growers Association. VIGA connects islanders to every step of the local food cycle, providing instructional videos, farmer training, food preservation equipment, and farm stand support. VIGA ensures every islander has access to food regardless of income. Visit them in season from April through October at the Farmers Market. For more information, visit vigavashon.org.
VOV support provided by Zusco Jewelry, with handcrafted sterling silver and gold jewelry, designed and fabricated from beginning to end by a small family team right here on Vashon. They've been selling to museums and galleries around the country for the last 10 years, and you can find something for every budget and occasion. Visit them on the web at zuzko.com. That's Zuzko.com.
Well, thanks to all our underwriters, all our supporters, all our subscribers, all you listening out there. We're going to go back again to earlier in Charlie's career when he was part of unfortunately, a one-record band. A great record, but only one. The band was the Archangels. Charlie, Doyle Bramble II, and the late Stevie Ray Vaughan's rhythm section, bassist Tommy Shannon, and drummer Chris Layton. Here they are with Sweet Nadine.
Here comes Sweet Nadine. I see her face just like the perfect dream. She's long and she's lean, and the fire in her eyes could burn a hole in my soul right through me. I love Sweet Nadine, but I'd be her fool, I'd be her anything. And I know what this means. If love alone was deadly, death is what I need. Listen here, Sweet Nadine. Honey, we got lucky. This is the real thing. Some people search their whole life through, and still they don't find nothing like this connection between me and you. I promise you, Sweet Nadine. Well, honey, this is serious. Yes, I got the ring. Know what this means. So back up those dancing fields of yesterday, throw them away and come with me. Sweet, Sweet Nadine, Sweet Nadine. That ain't her real name, but you know what I'm. Cause you see this girl, she ain't just beautiful. That she is, but with a whole lot of soul. But love
just beautiful. That she is, with a whole lot of soul. Sweet. We'll be right back.
That was the Warren Hood Band with All Right from their self-titled album released back in 2013. Charlie Sexton produced the record and played a little banjo and guitar on that album periodically. The Warren Hood Band was made up of Warren on all things string, especially fiddle and mandolin. He was also the lead vocalist in the band. Nate Rowe was on bass, Willie Pipkin and Marshall Hood on guitars, Jordan Cook on drums, and Emily Gimble. Those of you in Texas may recognize that last name. Emily Gimble on keys and vocals. Warren Hood started playing classical violin at age 11, and he toured with Charlie Robeson and the South Austin Jug Band while he was still in high school. He went to Berklee School of Music. He won some awards there. He got a scholarship there, as a matter of fact. And then he came back to Austin, playing as a side man for a variety of folks and playing in a bunch of different bands in Austin. And then he had this record, as well as one of his own. Terry and I saw his father, Champ Hood, often when we were in Austin. He's a really good fiddle player and guitar player as well. Now, for those of you in Austin, Texas, Warren now plays at Wednesdays in the Austin Beer Garden and Brewery. Before the Warren Hood Band, we heard the Archangels. Charlie Sexton was on vocals on that one. Doyle Bramble II, Chris Layton, and Tommy Shannon with Sweet Nadine from their album The Archangels. And the band was formed after the death of Stevie Ray Vaughan by Doyle and Charlie, along with Stevie Ray's rhythm section. And both Doyle and Charlie were friends of Stevie Ray. Doyle's dad wrote a whole bunch of songs with Stevie. It's an outstanding album with just amazing, astounding guitar work by these two incredible guitar players. But, alas, they broke up probably in the same way that other bands break up. Personality conflicts, probably some ego conflicts. And interestingly, the arc in Archangels comes from the Austin Rehearsal Complex, ARC, where the band first started playing together, jamming a little bit. And it was just off South Congress near the Continental Club and a relatively short walk from where Terry and I used to live in South Austin. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas, a little geography here as well on The Voice of Vashon, where tonight we are hearing songs played by or produced by Charlie Sexton. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. And speaking of Stevie Ray Vaughan, I thought we'd hear from his brother Jimmy and his album Do You Get the Blues. That was produced by Charlie as well. And here's Jimmy on vocals and guitar and the song Let Me In.
Thank you.
Foley on vocals and guitar, and Come to Me from her 2018 album, The Ice Queen. Excellent slide guitar work and backup vocals you heard were from Charlie Sexton. as even occasional listeners to Boogie Back know, Sue is from Canada because, well, we played a lot of her songs. But she came to Austin in her early 20s. She played at Antone's an awful lot. She's won quite a few awards in Canada, maybe a couple dozen for her blues and guitar work. She commands that respect of many a blues and guitar player. Before Charlie and Sue, we heard Stevie Ray's older brother Jimmy and Let Me In from his album Do You Get the Blues? That was his third solo album, released in 2001 and produced by Charlie Sexton. You also heard Bill Willis on the B3. And on the album, and probably on this song, you also heard Chris Layton and Tommy Shannon, Double Trouble, and his fellow players with Charlie in the Archangels. Jimmy left his hometown of Dallas when he was 19 to go on down to Austin, where he played in a few bar bands, and then he formed his own band, The Storm, in 1972. In 74, he met a harp player by the name of Kim Wilson, and the Fabulous Thunderbirds were born not long after that. After up and down time with the T-Birds, Jimmy recorded some of his own albums. He played some live, and he did a lot of session work. And according to a reliable source, Jimmy, Billy Gibbons, and Charlie Sexton played pivotal roles in encouraging Sue Foley, whom we just heard, to return to Austin after some time back in Canada. Billy and Jimmy also played on Sue's Ice Queen album on different cuts, so that's interesting that all three of them played on that album. We're making connections galore here on The Island Connection, the voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening tonight.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
This portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Puget Sound Energy. If you're looking to save money on your energy bills, PSE offers rebates on a variety of products and equipment to help you upgrade the comfort and efficiency of your home. Visit pse.com/rebates to learn more.
Well, next up are a couple of songs that are related, although I admit it's a bit of a stretch, but I don't care. It gives me the opportunity to play these songs, and we're going to lead off with James McMurtry and his song Blackberry Winter.
Leave the rocks and the roads, stay away from the river, Virginia. There's not much you can do, except wait on a train when the road gullies out in a biblical rain. And that's how it's been ever since I can remember. I'm not too keen of mind, I don't pick up on signs like I ought to. So I won't sweat the cost of the coffee or the wine that I bought you. With your emptied out nest, your chicks have all flew. There's nobody left to take care of but you. And you don't know how to just be, no one ever taught you. That loose strand of hair. If you had your tail, you'd be twitching it. And I've got to get over the scare until you know. Until you know. Until you know. Until you know. Never saw such a day in June, did you ever, Virginia? In our young days, the old people called it Blackberry Winter. As the mail plane goes out at a slow rate of climb, this cold rain don't help with your low state of mind. Hanging down like the fog on the ridge, you can't tell what's in it. It's not that I'm any Sir Galahad, There just needs to be somebody there to tell you no. To tell you no. To tell you no. To tell you no. You're not coming back, that's for certain. And the landlady won't like the stains on the rugs and the curtains. Let's just wear and tear, such as happens in life. Folks around here live to gossip and gripe, so I won't tell a soul what they'll never know, never heard of.
Got abandoned light just deep down inside us, and it won't go away.
Abandoned
light. Got abandoned light just deep down inside us, and it won't go away.
Abandoned light.
Hey, you whine and moan about being alone, but abandoned light, it's here to stay. You might have left as a child to run crazy and wild and feel sick. Left as a child to run crazy and wild and feel secretly bad every day.
Abandonitis.
You better take it in stride, cause you just can't hide from abandonitis when it comes your way. Your sister's in jail, your brother's a punk, your folks are both dead, maybe just drunk. You feel all alone, so sorry for yourself. Psychological stage, you try to engage. There ain't no friends on your Facebook page. You might get a divorce, remarry, of course. Same old trap, you just scream yourself hoarse. Abandonitis. It's abandonitis, it's not a appendicitis. All a doctor can cut it away.
Cut it away.
It's abandonitis, it's not a appendicitis. All a doctor. You can't operate on your own fate. Abandonitis, don't cut it that way. It's just abandonitis deep down inside us, and it won't go away.
Abandonitis,
abandonitis deep down.
about being alone, but abandonitis don't go away.
Terry Allen and his song Abandonitis from his album Just Like Moby Dick, released in 2020. You heard a live version from Studio 1A of KUTX radio station in Austin, recorded on January 17th, 2020. And I just had to see the video of this panhandle mystery band who no longer shall remain a mystery. They are Bale Allen, son of Terry on Djembe, Bucca Allen, another son of Terry, on accordion, Richard Bowden on fiddle, Glenn Fukunaga on bass, Lloyd Baines on slide, Davis McCarty on drums, Shannon McNally, whom you heard earlier tonight, along with Charlie, on vocals, and Charlie was on guitar, a little bit of backup vocals as well. The album is produced by Charlie and Terry Allen, and Abandonitis, ladies and gentlemen, won a coveted Fletchie Award in 2020. Before Terry, we heard James McMurtry and Blackberry Winter from his album The Horses and the Hounds, released in 2021. And Terry and I were lucky to see James live at the Tractor, where he performed most of his cuts from this album. And Blackberry Winter was special. The band took a break to have a smoke of something that isn't legal in Texas, as James said. And James pulled out his acoustic 12-string, unplugged it, stood on the monitor at the front of the stage, and without a microphone, played and sang Blackberry Winter. And partway through the song, he got off that monitor and got up on one on the stage right in front of us, maybe 15, 20 feet away. On the album, Charlie played the bouzouki on that song. And a bouzouki is kind of a long-necked lute instrument, stringed, seen a lot in Greece. And by the way, Bucca Allen plays keys on most of the album, as he did on most of Terry Allen's album and on most of Vashon's own Ian Moore's albums. List of songs performed by, on, produced by Charlie Sexton here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. We go out the door tonight with another Texan, Boz Scaggs, and a cut from the third of his trilogy of albums, looking back at his beginning inspirations and early recordings. And the album is called Out of the Blue. And this cut, Little Miss Night and Day, features guitarist Charlie Sexton and his former compadre with the Archangels, Doyle Bramall II. Here is Boz Scaggs and Little Miss Night and Day.
Some kind of mystery pearl. She's my dark angel, my blue-eyed girl. Where it could have gone wrong, or maybe even not, but there's some kind of things a man can't find. Long story short, I'm all swept away. I ask her, what's your name? She said, call me Miss Night. Sometimes she will, sometimes she won't. About the time she should, that's the time.
Skaggs, Little Miss Night and Day on Boogie Back to Texas right here on The Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening in tonight, and we will see you next week.